John, we never know what's around the corner in cricket. I think a lot of us this morning probably thought we wouldn't be here tomorrow, but Derbyshire have sowed some real stubbornness today, haven't they?
Oh, I don't think we didn't think it was a formality that we'd get it done today. We hoped we would. We thought with 300 odd runs and a day to take 10 wickets, we had a chance. We didn't get as much out of the first new ball as maybe we'd have liked. And once the ball's gone a little bit soft, and with better batting conditions today with the sun out, it was a better contest, more even contest, I suppose. And yes, Derbyshire fought really hard.
It's been a bit of a problem from Paul Collingwood's point of view. He doesn't seem to be able to bowl at the moment because he's got that Achilles issue. You've lost Paul Coughlan through, I think, a back strain, so he's had to juggle more of the overs around less players.
Yeah, it's been a bit of extra workload for, particularly for the seamers. Ryan did a good job with the holding the game for us. There wasn't a lot there for him in terms of attacking, but at least he held the game nicely for us, which was good. And Cameron chipped in with a wicket too, which helped. Keats has probably done the fourth seamer's job in this innings and in the first innings really. And he got a couple of wickets in the first innings and one in this one. So they're doing their job, but just could probably like to have just squeezed a little bit more out of that first new ball. Maybe if we'd broken it open early, then that might have enabled us to push on through.
What is the situation with Paul Coughlan?
It's a side, not his back. His back's fine. It's just a muscle issue in the side. He's had a scan. Nigel's words were it's probably as good as we could have hoped for. So whether that means, because side strains can be tricky and you don't want to come back too soon, whether there'll be enough time this season to get some bowling into him and then get him back to match fitness is to be seen. So it's touch and go.
Because we're now nearly into September, there's only three games left after this.
Yeah, there's only three games left, and side strains you have to be careful with, because if you come back too soon, then you rip them badly, and then that's a long time out. And also, they can hang around for the rest of your career if you don't get them treated properly.
Yeah, it's a decent opening stand of 99 from Derbyshire's point of view. Then you got two quick wickets before lunch. Could have been three. There was an edge from Lewis Rees which went down the leg side, and for a moment it seemed to be sitting in Michael Richardson's gloves, and then suddenly it was on the floor.
Yeah, it never quite got into his gloves, I don't think, but. Yeah, we got another wicket that over, so whether we'd have still had a chance to get three is debatable. But it's the sort of pitch where if you get a partnership going, it can look like it's gone a little bit flatter. But if you do crack it open, then it looks like wickets can come quickly. It's tough for the new batter when they come in. There is just a little bit of unevenness. But once you're in and the ball's got a bit softer, it's easier to adjust.
Yeah, got to try and press home your advantage as quickly as you can tomorrow. You don't want the game to drift away from you tomorrow morning either, do you? And I mean, as daft as it sounds, you can end up winning this without batting again if you get four quick wickets, but they're still 11 runs behind.
Yeah, I mean, as you say, we probably would have hoped that we'd got a bit more out of today, but we're still in a good position as we finish the day. They're still behind. We need four wickets. The bowlers will, come tomorrow knowing that if they can really get it right first up, then they might not have to be out there too long. They've done a hell of a lot of work in the last 2 days, but when you can see the end of the tunnel, then it sometimes puts a little bit of a spur into them. So hopefully they'll be looking at one and a half spells maybe tomorrow, and that will be enough. So hopefully they'll find the energy for that.
Yeah. I got a little bit of a shock when I heard in a bulletin today that Mark Wood's been included in the England squad. That's not true, is it? He's playing for the seconds at the moment, and you're gingerly trying to edge him back towards fitness after a bruised heel.
In the England squad?
Yeah, I don't know where it came from. Nobody seems to know what the source of it was.
Test squad's been, I think, it's the same as the last test, and I don't think he was in that one. So, no, he played today for the seconds, bowled five overs, which was the plan. He was just going to bowl the one spell today, and it seems to have gone quite well. He'll bowl again tomorrow, hopefully two spells tomorrow in the second team game. And if that goes well, maybe one more bowl over the weekend and see if he's good for next Tuesday.